Horton Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman pleased to be joined now by the Chargers boys basketball coach. That is David Losey, presented by Union State Bank. You know, Coach, you've had some good teams over the past couple of years. And, you know, of course, a few seasons ago, you guys made a run to the state tournament, you know, first time in a long time there. And, you know, going into this season, you guys were certainly kind of trying to figure some things out. You lost a huge senior class last year. A lot of guys getting their first opportunity here this season at the varsity level. Certainly didn't go the way you wanted it to, for sure, in terms of wins and losses. But you get an opportunity here in the postseason. And at that point, you just really never know. Everything gets wiped off the board. But you look back at this regular season and how it kind of shaked out. What are your thoughts and takeaways there?
Well, you know, you hit it on the head there. A lot of kids getting their first varsity minutes. And because we had such a large class last year, and even the year before, there were several kids. And we had a lot of growing pains. I mean, it was a little bit tough. I think the adjustment maybe to the speed of the varsity game, you know, but after a while you know, can't say that's an issue. So, they play enough. We should be able to, do some things. And we had a lot of games, you know, three overtime games and a couple, three other games that were decided in the last minute. And, you know, some of the things, you know, maybe not playing at the varsity level so much early kind of hurt the decision making at times. And then later in the season, they're just, you know, shots maybe didn't fall when you drew them up for a look, and you know, the shots fell for the opponent in those close games maybe, and just ball bouncing certain ways can always make the difference in tight games. And but I like the fact that, you know, we have done good things ahead at halftime of games, not, you know, tight games with good teams. And I thought the other night, even against Troy, we carried it into the fourth quarter, you know, within striking distance. And I just, you know, looking forward to Friday. We don't know anything about them, and or did not know anything about them. Excuse me, I should rephrase that, until I got a bunch of film from a bunch of teams. And you know, going to get a good scout on them, and hopefully we can do some things. We have some familiar opponents that did some things that are very similar to what we do defensively, and hopefully we can copy that, because there was a very tight game they had with Atchison County.
Coach, you got three seniors on the sub-state roster. Again, you know, they've seen some growing pains, you know, this season a little bit, but obviously been a part of the program, you know, for multiple seasons. You know, your three seniors here on this sub-state roster, kind of a chance here to tip the cap to them and what they've meant to the program.
Oh yeah, you know, start with Cooper Strube. He's been around 4 years, been varsity 3 years, you know, great complimentary player, sophomore, junior year, stepped up, started every game he could this year, had some illness, and I think that slowed him down a little bit, but you couldn't ask for a better kid, a more coachable kid. Talon Hooper, last year had a little bit of varsity, But this year's really been his first year, and he's, as for an undersized post, he's pretty strong, pretty big, and really uses his body well. And Austin Gaskell's another one. This was his first year of varsity, and really made strides this year. Really worked hard, did some things in the off season on his own that, you know, made him, I mean, defensively, he's quick, he's somewhat athletic, and you know, you can't thank those kids enough. Love having them, enjoy them. And hopefully we can get something going Friday night and extend their career.
Yeah, and you think about it, at this point in the season, you know, records are wiped out the window. It's just a one-game scenario here. Is the mindset we got nothing to lose? I mean, what are you telling the kids this week? You get Care Paravel, the top seed. You know, they had seen, you know, some familiar opponents. You know, they played Jefferson County North just last week. Not sure if you got that film on them, but nonetheless, you know, is that kind
sure
of the mindset?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Get an opportunity to watch that, play against the JCN team that was very good this year. Is, again, that kind of the mindset? Just, we got nothing to lose, let's go out, let's play free, or what's kind of the mindset going into it?
I don't know if we've actually used the phrase nothing to lose, but yeah, play free. Just play. You know, it's not like they blew out Atchison County. I mean, they had a tight one with them, you know, and they've had some tight ones with some of their league schools who I got about a dozen videos. So, you know, they were more than, that's kind of the way we do it as far as trading video when you need it. But they're not unbeatable by any means. I mean, I think we've played a pretty solid schedule for a 2A school, considering our out-of-league schedule, you know, with three Big East teams. And I think that helps. I think it helps tremendously. We're going to go down there. It's a little tiny gymnasium on film. I you know, it's new, so it wouldn't say it's a Hoosiers-type gym, but it's
right.
Little. It's tight and it's loud, but we're used to that. Our gym's pretty loud, so I'm hoping that we can just play loose, play free, and play hard. Just go hard for 32 minutes, you know, and see what happens. Let the dice roll and see what we shoot, you know.
There it is. David Losey joining us. We appreciate it very much, good sir. Horton Chargers boys basketball coach. Been a fun ride. You guys open up the playoffs against top seed Cara Paravel on the road Friday night, 6 o'clock for that start time. Thanks again, coach, all season long, man. Good luck here in the playoffs.
Brandon, we appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon.